Leaders of Milwaukee's Latino community met with Belling's bosses from Clear Channel Communications. Belling's critics still want him fired for his on-air ethnic slur about undocumented Mexican immigrants. Group spokesperson Enrique Figueroa says Clear Channel won't disclose its long-term plans for the suspended host. But Figueroa says he's willing to give the company some time.
We do look forward for them to go through that process and arrive at a decision that results in Mr. Belling being off the air permanently.
Figueroa says Clear Channel also presented some ideas on ways to educate listeners about ethnic diversity. Meanwhile, other groups are trying to keep the pressure on Clear Channel. The Milwaukee Area Technical College has told its television stations not to buy any more advertising time on Belling Station, WISN Radio. MATC spokesperson Jim Gribble.
Of course, we abhor the slur that was used. We are also very concerned about the alienation of the Latino community here in town. This is an audience which is very, very important to MATC, and we are very, very sensitive to their concerns.
But according to Wisconsin Public Radio media talk host Dave Berkman, the battle against Mark Belling carries some risk. The retired mass communication professor says if Belling is fired, his conservative listeners may seek revenge.
When the racist and the fundamentalist right demands the removal of those whose views offend them, I mean, imagine the calls these folks would make when someone on radio or TV labels them anti-science or anti-gay.
Berkman says Belling's critics would be better off pushing for more ideological balance among WISN's talk show hosts. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.